Bruce, Feeding Northeast Florida, it's an affiliate of Feeding America, the national organization. You've been essentially up and running since March. Now, though, you have a warehouse. That's a big step forward.
That's a big step forward. Melissa, we started in earnest putting the organization together on February 18th. And all the things that you do and putting a new organization together. So, yeah, we're excited. We selected this site because of its location, because of its logistic possibilities for the community. And so now, as of yesterday, we are up and operational and going right on time.
This is a 21,000-square-foot warehouse on Edgewood Avenue. That's strategically important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very important for us. It's allows us great access to all the retail grocers. It's easy on and off of major expressways, so that we can get access to manufacturers and farms as well.
So tell us about this new organization. Feeding America has switched its contract over to this new fledgling operation, and you've got a really big challenge ahead of you.
Right. It's the new organization is exactly that. It's a brand new organization with a new model, a new theme. In fact, so you'd mentioned the warehouse. We refer to it as the food distribution center. So we're not going to warehouse food. We want to distribute food. That's the whole issue. There are 1 in 6 people out there. There'll be a new study released in August that talks about hunger in the community. And the results of that show that it's even worse than it was in 2009 when that study was first done. So the impact that we're going to have and the role that we're going to play in the community is about distribution. So we're looking at a model of connecting the community through a web or a network of food distribution agencies, larger food agencies. I'll give you an example of BEAM, Beaches Emergency Assistance Ministry in Jacks Beach, will play a role for us significant in the Beaches community of being our main hub of food distribution. So we'll make sure BEAM's got plenty of food on a daily basis, and then BEAM will take over responsibility for distributing to smaller organizations out there so they don't have to come all the way into the city to get the food to feed hungry in the community. We'll apply that across the service area as we continue to grow.
We'll take your calls about Feeding Northeast Florida in just a moment. The number to join the show, 549-2937. Now, you're going to be distributing across a 17-county area. Nearly 500,000 people across this whole northern band of Florida is what is known as food insecure. That's 1 out of 6 adults, 1 out of 4 kids. Food insecure, and by that, we mean they don't know for sure if they're going to eat today.
That's exactly right. The food insecurity means that they may or may not have food in the home. You can't really make a statement about the quality of that food or what's available to them, but it really comes down to they just don't know when or how they will next eat, and that's what makes them insecure.
So as you go about this task, you mentioned that a new study is coming out looking at the face of hunger in our area and that we're even worse off than we were in 2009, Bruce, at the height or the depths, I should say, of the recession. How is that even possible?
Yeah, it's you read about, so the stock market's trade, the Dow Jones is up over way up over 16,000 now consistently. And so you read about the uptick in the residential housing here in the community. We know that commercial real estate is doing well in the community as well. The downtown is starting to become more vibrant and be successful. But what happens is that success doesn't trickle down to the folks that really make all that happen in the community. So the people that you engage on a daily basis and may not even think about that, it could be a healthcare worker, it could be a childcare worker, it could be somebody at a retail outlet. That success, that economic success, hasn't trickled all the way down. So that becomes the constituency that we serve. And these, as I said, these are people that we engage every day. These are people that we sit next to in church. These are people that are the parents of our children's friends. And it's the folks in the community that make the community go that are struggling.
And the new food bank needs your help, your calls, your stories. Are you friends with someone who's out of work? Are you struggling and out of work? What are your thoughts about this growing problem in our area, food insecurity? 549-2937. Let's go to Joe down along Bartram Trail. Hey, Joe, good morning. Thanks for calling. You're on the air, Joe.
Good morning. I really don't know anyone who is food insecure, but I have a thought, and my thought is good, healthy, quality food instead of processed foods. And I'm calling to find out if perhaps the new food bank has any space or know of any space that people could farm for their own food, gardening.
One of the key things that we're going to work on as we get up and get running and get going is in earnest and get the fundamental business of the food bank in operation is taking on an urban agriculture program. We had this before and we want to continue to keep it going so that you can, and the intent is that you go into a community, whether it's urban, suburban, rural, it doesn't really matter, but you teach folks in that community how to take idle land and turn it into something that's productive, like you just described. So I grew up on a farm in Indiana. I never had trouble getting an access to food because we grew it or we bartered with people locally to get it. And we want to teach folks the same way. So one plank of the work that we'll do will be to rescue food and turn that around and make it available to others in the community who need it through this network of member agencies that we've established. But another plank of that, sort of a parallel effort, if you will be to go into these communities and help gather folks who are like-minded and teach them how to and coach them through how to grow their own food so that they can now provide access to healthy, nutritional food. So, and it becomes one of those things. If you don't like Brussels sprouts, don't plant them. But you're planting things that you'll eat, that you'll enjoy, and that are also very healthy.
Joe, thanks for that call. And let's go to Mike in Mandarin. The number to join the show, of course, is 549-2937. Hello, Mike. How are things your way?
Today.
Hey, Mike, go ahead.
I had a couple of questions. I was wondering, do you work at all with the Mandarin Food Bank?
We are not as yet working with the Mandarin Food Bank.
Okay.
And that's the one I'm sure you're familiar with, right, Mike?
Yeah, well, that's it's at St. Joseph's there in Mandarin, and I've done a little work with them in the past. How would, I'm sure you're accepting donations and that sort of thing. How would somebody go about donating to your organization?
Mike, thanks for that. It's really important question. I appreciate it. You can go to our website, which is feedingnefl.org, and there's an opportunity for you there to make a cash donation right online.
Thanks for that call, Mike. And again, if you're interested in donating to Feeding Northeast Florida, it's feedingnefl.org. We're discussing the new food bank that's opened on the First Coast and the issue of food insecurity, a huge problem in our area. 1 in 4 kids and 1 in 6 adults across our 17-county area without a reliable source of food. 549-2937. Let's go to Warren in Arlington. Hello, Warren. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Is this organization, the New Food Bank, taking the place of Second Harvest?
Thanks for that question, Warren. Let's explain the backstory. Bruce, if you could.
Yeah. The simple answer, Warren, is yes. Feeding Northeast Florida has been chartered as the Feeding America affiliate here in Northeast Florida to replace the affiliate that was formerly known as Second Harvest North Florida. So yes, that we're going to take over those operations.
And so you've taken over their distribution channels. They'll continue to run a food bank, but without the backing of the national organization.
Yeah, and that program has been renamed now that they've lost the Feeding America affiliate, been renamed the Nourishment Network. So we are now picking up, my trucks are out in the community right now, picking up from Walmart and Sam's Club, BJ's, Target. On Thursday, we resume operations with Winn-Dixie stores, and then next week we'll begin picking up Publix.
And isn't the Central Florida Food Bank working with you, Bruce, get this whole thing going?
Yeah, they've been a wonderful source of support for us. Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida, my sister organization that covers 6 counties in Central Florida, has been the sort of a mentor guide to us, provided resources to us, to as well as a full-time staff person from Feeding America to help make sure that what's being stood up is being stood up appropriately for food safety handling and warehousing and distribution best practices.
And Feeding America is headquartered in Chicago.
That is the
huge national organization that oversees, I think it's the biggest one in the country, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That oversees this issue coast to coast.
That's right. They oversee is the right way to put it, Melissa. And they set the standards, as we refer to it within the network, a gold standard for all kinds of operations. Right.
Lots of calls, meanwhile, about the new food bank and the issue of hunger in our area. 549-2937. Share your stories. What are your questions? Let's go to Peyton in Riverside. Hey, Peyton, thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. Good morning to both of you. Just two quick questions for you. The first is, in the Riverside area, I've planted about 200 citrus trees at about 50 rental properties I have over the past few years, and I definitely have friends who kind of think that's eccentric, but the harvest of that citrus and that fruit is pretty overwhelming every year. Is there an opportunity there for me to work to donate that? I could be the first question. The second is, are you familiar with the Scouting for Food program? When I grew up in Georgia, I was an Eagle Scout, and we did that program for a local food bank there, and it was very wildly successful for all the neighborhoods.
Peyton, thanks very much for both of those. Let me answer the first one about the citrus trees, the residential citrus. We have a program that we would love to get you engaged with, where we spin up hundreds, I mean literally hundreds and hundreds of volunteers from across the community to go glean residential citrus trees in the January timeframe when that fruit, in fact, we did it last year at the last weekend in January, where we go out and we get an army of folks that go out, they show up in neighborhoods and they glean all that fruit and then we turn it right back out as good food in the community. So please reach out to us and let's get hooked up for that coming this year. And then the second, I am familiar with the program, the scouting program, but we've not been able to get that established here in the past. If you want to help me get that going here in Jacksonville, I'd love to have some assistance.
Peyton, just get in touch.
Go ahead.
Give them a call. And again, the website is feedingnefl.org, Peyton.
Perfect. I'll reach out. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peyton.
Thanks. Lots of people want to help. That's always so gratifying to see, isn't it?
It's really. Yeah. And what we're doing with this is I really want this to be the community's food bank. The community needs to take responsibility for this because it's their neighbors that are really being impacted. So we'll talk more about that.
549-2937. Barbara in Mayport is on the line. Calls from all over town today. Hey, Barbara. Good morning, Barbara. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm curious about your background. What did you do before you did this, before you became in charge of the food bank? Do you have a background in business? Do you have a background in agriculture? You mentioned you grew up on a farm, but what is the path that led you to this role?
Oh, Barbara, I tell you what, it's a long and winding road to get me here, and probably something more for a cup of coffee offline. But briefly, I had a very blessed corporate career for 25 years. Life led Peg and me to Jacksonville 9 years ago now, and I started a business here to help nonprofits with marketing and messaging and fundraising, and then I got involved with the food bank and stepped into this
role. You got involved with the old food bank.
With the old food bank,
you were running
the
old food bank.
Right. And I would tell you that I had some really great things that I did in my career, but I've never had so much fun nor worked so hard in my life as I have in running this food bank. I can't imagine doing anything else.
But the backstory is that you were running the old food bank and Feeding America, when they made the decision to end their contract with Second Harvest and start a new food bank, they asked you to run the new
one. Yes, that's right. Yeah, I was very honored that they asked me to stay on and do that.
So again, this warehouse is up and running. Excuse me.
Food distribution center
is up and running. You're having an open house. You need cash donations?
Right.
You need volunteers?
Right. Cash donations and volunteers. And I'll tell you right now, if any of you out there listening are looking for something to do today, tomorrow, Wednesday, I got plenty to keep you occupied at the food distribution center. We're taking in food. We've got manufacturers' loads coming in, stuff from farms. And we need help in just getting it packaged and organized so we can push it out the door right away. So please reach out to us. It's the opportunities on the website. And then cash donations, too. We'll need $1.4 million to operate the food bank in the first year, $1.65 million for the second year. And that needs to be cash donations from the community. So if you're looking for a leverage in a dollar invested, for every dollar you give us, we can feed 7 people. Because all that money is going to go directly to the operations, fueling the trucks, and all the warehouse operations that take place. It's a great place to park your money.
Again, it's the new food bank in Jacksonville on Edgewood, Feeding Northeast Florida. The website, feedingnefl.org. And he's CEO Bruce Ganger. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Melissa. Thank you very much. Thank you, folks.